said that ours one that best cooked the war in tinsel pie. I said, no. And that our, you wish you could be sending her girl bride now. And said, you better go and get her and bring her down here and let her cook. That was his cook, you know.
Yeah.
He said, what in the hell the matter with you? I can't tell my wife about Ben's wife being a good cook. So what in the hell the matter with you? I said, your cooking wasn't good. Mr. felt like getting up there. I would have hit her if it hadn't been for my wife. She said, oh, no, she ain't got no sense. Let her go. But if she'd have raised that cough on me, I'd have showed you couldn't have kept me off her.
Yeah.
So he come back next 2 or 3 days. Then I like to lost my cook. He said, yeah, what the trouble, Mr. Hyson? Says, I was bragging about how Ari could cook, and she got hot. He said, you better go up there and get another cook for you, because I won't go.
Yeah.
They'd come every, long as death scene was going on, they'd come every Sunday morning. I couldn't get a chance to go to my church. You see, they eat the breakfast. All right. I reckon you fix me a little lunch, I'll get hungry. And I would have to fix Mr. He won't want to fix that lunch for. I ain't gonna let the others know that you're fixing the lunch. Just fix it. Just hand me a bag, and I'll drop it in my pocket, you know. It is a hunting coat pocket. And they go to the wood, and sugar says sometimes they stop and eat his lunch. And some of them say, why in the hell, Hyson, you get that lunch from? So no matter where I got it from, I might have brought it from home. They say, you're a liar, you ain't brought nothing from home. All the fix, you went in, you slipped back in that kitchen now. So, that's all right. Dinner time come, I had to have 2 pots of coffee ready on the stove. They go to blowing the horn about a mile from home. You hear that horn just ringing. Now for me to get the coffee ready. And I had to serve coffee and have dinner. They gonna eat their 2 meals there every Sunday. I tell you, I have did myself some cooking and some waiting on with those people. He used to hunt, you know Mr. Fred Miller, Ben?
Yeah,
Rogers, that, you know, they strangers in here. They just moved in here this spring, you know, and they built that house. And he says, he's up there talking, he says, you know, he said, one day is Ben Hickenbottom's wife living here. He says that out of white or black, that was the best deer hunter and the cleanest. He ain't gonna steal nothing from nobody, he give you for he steal from you. And he never can, ain't nobody never can say that he told a lie. He just straight lied. And he said, one is she living? He said, yeah, she living right there by me, and I'm sure he's laid on by. So who could have been down in there years ago? But that's a good one. He said, yeah, it's a deal. He said, I didn't know she was living. One of these times I'm gonna come down there and talk with her. I thought, I know Ben was dead, and I just know his wife was gone. I said, no, she ain't dead. She's standing around there yet.
Yeah.
Now, see, Mr. David used to hunt with him. That was his daddy, you know, Mr. Fred Miller's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he used to hunt with him, too, Mr. David Miller.
Yeah.
I know all of them.